Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Lentz. Batting third. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Little. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Baylor Moore. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Baylor Moore. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball four. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Lentz reaches second base with a double. Jorgensen moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Seaver, and towards Milan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Jorgensen scores. Lentz moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Expos. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grote for a passed ball. Singleton moves to second. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is walked intentionally. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Lentz scores. Singleton moves to third. Little moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Singleton scores. Little scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 4-0, Expos. Baylor Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz misplays the ball. That's an error on Lentz. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Foley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bacabella fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan misplays the ball. That's an error on Milan. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a line drive into right field. Staub picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Staub. Lentz moves to third. Fairley moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton is walked intentionally. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Little hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lentz tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Milner moves to second. Lute Barnes pinch hits for Tom Seaver. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milner scores. Harrelson moves to second. It's 5-1, Expos. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Expos. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Ray Sadecki now pitching. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Foley hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales pinch hits for Baylor Moore. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Stoneman now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Milner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jorgensen moves to second. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jorgensen moves to third. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Singleton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hahn bunts in front of the plate. Bacabella fields it and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to second. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Ray Sadecki. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lentz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Harry Parker now pitching. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Little hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 2 in the game. Bacabella hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan is hit by the pitch. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. Milan moves to second. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milan scores. Jones moves to second. It's Expos, 5, Mets, 5. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hahn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Grote moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 5. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day pinch hits for Bill Stoneman. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lentz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Harry Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Garrett bunts towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Lentz covering, for the out. Parker moves to second. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 5. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Little hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-5, Expos. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 3 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Milner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 5. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Hans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lentz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing left field. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lentz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Bob Miller. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 5. The Expos will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. Woods moves to second. One out. Felipe Alou pinch hits for Jim Little. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woods. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Woods steals third. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woods scores. It's 8-5, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Grote and he is out, Milan applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing center field. Felipe Alou now playing left field. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Milan is called out on strikes. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-4 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Bacabella settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Bacabella. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Milner is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 8, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.